702 Sports Talk.
Call Buhle
on 011-883-0702.
Right, it's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. I've got the awesome coach Ernst Middendorp sitting across from me. He is ready to essentially let you in a little bit on into his world. And you can also watch this interview live stream on Radio 702's Facebook page. Coach Ernst, I see you're already smiling. Welcome to the show.
I never have been introduced as an awesome coach, but anyway, it's I'm blessed to be here and to have this opportunity to talk to you.
It's a very humbling experience to be talking to you as well, Coach. I mean, look, you might have never been introduced as an awesome coach, but Coach, if you just look at the league table, it says you're an awesome coach. The Absa Premiership thinks the same.
Yeah, I'm repeating it consistently. This is an effort of a number of responsible people preparing the season, the management, the ownership, the board of directors, and of course, we had a lot of meetings, in particular after a season finishing like the last one. The players in the moment respond very well, respond in a way to produce the points. Sometimes with a little bit of a difficult game performance, but in a professional way. It's about points in the moment. It's about producing a good position. And then, of course, there is a coach contributing with some ideas, with some structures, with some planning, with some assessing. And, of course, in the end, you have to make the decision what's going on in preparing the setup and changing the setup during the game and, of course, doing the changes. But in total, in general, it's really a work produced by a lot of people.
Absolutely, Coach. As much as there are a lot of people behind and in front of the scenes, you are essentially the one who also has to pull the strings in the right direction. Coach, it's your second time at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
We know how tough Amakhosi supporters can be. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, no. I think actually, if you want to be the coach of Kaizer Chiefs, you have to have a certain level of confidence. You have to have a certain level of knowledge. You have to have a certain level of respect, and you must have the huge capacity not to take things personal. I think that is very, very crucial. It's an understanding what I developed now more and more in a second. It's a huge responsibility. The crowd, the fan, the supporter base, the expectation is so big. I think how the feeling is inside the society of South Africa is commanded by the feeling of being successful of Kaizer Chiefs supporters. And good, all in all, I think I know what is behind the scenery going on, and that makes me definitely strong and good. I have the same interest like each and every supporter to get the final success.
Coach Ernst Middendorp on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. You're listening to Sports Talk, and I'm Buhle Mantolini. It's just gone 22 minutes past 7. Coach, you've worked across the world, and this is why I'm saying I want to let people into who you are a little bit more than we see when you speak to SuperSport every Saturday. You've worked across the world, Coach. You've worked in China, you've worked in Ghana, you've worked in Cyprus, and the list goes on. Why, first of all, I've noticed that you've worked a lot in Africa. What is so special about this continent for you?
Coaching started at a certain time. In my case, it was 1994. I studied economics, politics, IT. I was busy with companies like Olivetti for 8 years. In 1994, I decided with my history, loving this soccer, going into coaching, fully professional. And you started then taking over teams in Germany, third Bundesliga, second Bundesliga, promote teams to the first Bundesliga, working in the first Bundesliga several times, going out outside Germany, going back into the Bundesliga, to contribute a little bit. Probably people don't know. It's not only China. It's not only Iran. It's not only continent here, Africa. It's the Bundesliga. It's like the Premier League, competing with coaches like Jürgen Kopp, yeah, or Klopp, or Tuchel, now Paris, Liverpool. They're in the same league. We had games against each other, competing, staying in the Bundesliga, and then a huge success with smaller teams like Arminia Bielefeld and Bochum. Okay, then there is a time when you leave, and I got it in 2000, beginning of 2000, going to Ghana, having a fantastic time promoting, producing a team like Asante Kotoko Kumasi, and later Hearts of Oak, the biggest teams inside the country. And I think if somebody is home in African soccer, they know these clubs. They know there's a big history behind. And coming to South Africa with these teams, playing a Vodacom tournament, and I was fascinated. I was impressed what I saw here, and I was here. I went back into the Bundesliga in 2007 till 2009, coming back and got settled here in South Africa. That's the case.
That's a beautiful road that you've walked there, Coach. So, as you know, you are the coach of the team that's probably that has the largest support base in South Africa at the moment. So people do want to talk to you, Coach. And I'm just going to ask you to put those earphones on for me, if it's possible, because I've got a caller on the line, a bit well from Mabopane, and it's obviously going to be a bit more game related. They're going to want to know a lot of things that have happened. I mean, like the likes of Joseph Mulungwan, and actually I see that's what Betol does want to talk about. So Betol, thank you so much for staying on the line. Coach is ready. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Good evening, Abushan.
Good evening, sir. The coach is listening.
I'm just concerned. I don't know as to whether the coach is away. Kaizer Chiefs has got a lot of impact players on the left flank. On the right-hand side, we don't have such players who got impact. Since Mulungwane was injured, I don't see anyone who replaced him perfectly, who suits his position perfectly. Is he still injured or what?
Thank you very much, Betwell. Coach will be responding. You can listen on your radio.
Yeah, in all respect, our most important player on the flank, we have not on the left. We have this most important impact player on the right. It's Rief Rossler. It's an outstanding flank player, and is an external midfielder, preparing, going into it, attacking, and of course coming from a deeper position. It's exceptional what we see from him. It's a little bit of a question of a system, is a bit of a question how we deal with it in future. I hope we can have on the left with Happy Marciana, a young guy who's coming back, suffered a broken bone in February. He had his first 15 minutes yesterday after 6-7 months. We have to build him up. You know, I had a clear fact discussion on other radio stations some weeks ago when I was talking about the player. I only facing the facts. In the case of Joseph, it is a definitely. I was fighting for Joseph to give him another contract. His contract came to an end in June 2019, and I was really strong going into it. What I saw in terms of the progress after receiving a second broken bone, very heavy injury, but I saw the progress. I even used him in one or two games in the end of the season. Good, not really 100% going into it. He went with us into the preseason. And got unfortunately again here and there some knocks, here and there a little bit sitting back. In the moment, he is not prepared. This is still recovery, is still in the rehab program. And actually, in the moment, I don't know if it will work, if he comes back into it to be fully prepared to play Premier Soccer League in South Africa. Sorry for it, but that's the fact and that's the reality.
Coach, I also see a question here on the WhatsApp line, and it's regarding Chiefs reacting after going behind. And they say, Kaizer Chiefs, why do they react so late? But now I want to pose this to you, coach. Is it a matter of it being a late reaction, or is it a matter of not losing your head and just sticking to your processes and getting that goal? And eventually, we've seen, at least this season, it pays off.
Our way to work is not really reactive. It's not a type of reactive soccer. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It happens that you get a 0-1, like in Cape Town, after some minutes, or you get a 0-1 or 1-2 against Highlands Park in the beginning of the second half, 4 or 5 minutes starting the second half. It happens, and then, of course, you have to stay calm. You have to know exactly 40 minutes left, be confident regarding your capacity and your skills. And good, sometimes it takes time to come through. We had a very, very intensive game. Let me not talk about rough or aggressive, but a very intensive game to make last week against Amazulu in Durban. And we didn't lose our head. We didn't lose our structure. We made it happen in the final minutes to win 2-0. Yesterday against Barocca, and by the way, Chiefs never won against Barocca in the entire history, more than less. I think it was the first time the Chiefs won against Barocca. Sometimes you have to manage a game. Sometimes you have to manage the game in a way that it is a driven result, performance, and that is what happened yesterday. It was a bit of luck on the side, but on the other side, we had five clear-cut opportunities to score in the second half. One against goalkeeper, two against one, including the goalkeeper, and the decision and the final finishing product was not as it should be, as it was expected, according to the plan. But it happens. We had the 1-0 in the end, 3 points, makes it 16 points, top one position in the league, and that's the reality.
16 points from a possible 21, coach. We know you don't want to get carried away.
No.
You don't get carried away, because that is the cardinal rule in any sport. But the confidence must be there. I'm sure you can see a bit of a bounce from your players.
Yeah, it's... You work with a group, I must say, a very, very qualified group. And I'm not talking about the skill set of being capable to play soccer. I think the group with responsibilities from senior players, starting with Gazzande, George Manoleka, Ito Kuna, not to forget Bernard Parker, and you need this type, supported now by experienced players coming from outside, like Kieran Bakos, like Samir Nurkovic, like Lazarus Kambole. And it's not all about the performance we see from these players. It's off the field how to guide the entire group into the right direction. And we are not sleeping, and we are not going into it. I can tell you, we had definitely a very intensive discussion this morning after a win, because we were and had the opinion that there are some agendas we have to discuss in the squad. This is something what we started in the beginning of the season already, a lot of off the field, not to run parallel and talking about each other. I think here it's about talking to each other. And if I have the feeling we have to address agendas, we have to address some issues, challenges, then we do it. And I think this is well taken, this is well responded, and this is probably the quality of intact group and probably that's supporting the result where we are sitting in the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not about complacency. Don't change your mindset and think because you have achieved a little in the beginning of the season and that's it. It's very often the case that you come to the position one. We have seen other teams on position one at a certain time after 7 or 8 or 6 games.
Yeah.
It's about staying there.
And
staying there on this top position, that's even the hardest work in the world.
Yeah. You almost have to work as if you're working towards to going up to position one, because you can't pretend like you're there already.
Yeah.
My producer's screaming in my ear telling me that we only have 10 seconds for this entire interview. I wasn't aware, coach, that we didn't have more time. I really wish I could have more. But a quick one before I do let you go. Any update on Itumeleng Khune?
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a situation where I said it yesterday in a press conference as a coach. We have to be responsible for our players in terms of coming back from an 8 months. And I really was thinking about not to let them play yesterday because two games in 3-4 days, it's a bit heavy if you have been 8 months out. Good. It was an accident so far. I believe definitely not available for the game on Tuesday. And I'm very happy about that the supporters start loving Daniel Agpi with the performance in particular we have seen yesterday from him. But I believe in 7-8 days Itokuna should be fully recovered and being available for selection.
Coach Ernst Middendorp, thank you so much for your time tonight. I know you've had a long day. I really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, that's very important. Sometimes people don't know what the days of coaching. Coaching starts, for example, for me being at Natorena at 6:30 this morning, yeah. Planning, looking into it, preparing, assessing, making the plan, picking up the issues we had yesterday after the game. And yeah, now I'm coming just from Natorena, and sure. It's now 7:30. That's the days of coaches, of technical team. People must understand we are working for the benefit, and we are working together and have the same result in our mind to be successful in the end of the season. Nothing different from supporters. That is what I just think everybody should really think about.
Powerful words there from the coach. That is Coach Ernst Middendorp, the head coach of Kaizer Chiefs, who are sitting at the top of the Absa Premiership table as we speak.